The Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Aleph teaches us, Amar Rehuda Amar Rav, Hamafarish, if somebody goes out to travel by sea, or Vayotz B'Shiyara, if somebody is traveling for a distance, if it's Kodim Shloish Miyoyim, it's more than 30 days before Pesach, Ein Zokuk Levar, he doesn't have to do bedikas chametz and beer chametz, toy shloshim yoyim. But if it's within 30 days, he has to do beer chametz. Amar Abaya. So before we go further, there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim. When the Gemara here says that there's a nafkamina if you're traveling within 30 days before Pesach, or before 30 days before Pesach, if you have to do beer chametz, is that only when you have a suffik if there's chametz in your home? But if you know for sure that there's chametz in your home, even if you're traveling more than 30 days before Pesach, you have to do beer chametz. That is the opinion of some Rishonim. Whereas the Meiri says, even if you know for certain that there is chametz in your home, if you're traveling more than 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to do beer chametz. And there are rayas to both opinions. One, the raya that our Gemara is referring to chametz, even to chametz that you know for sure you have in your home, is because why does the Gemara use the word tzarech levayr? The Gemara should have used the word tzarech livdak. The fact that the Gemara uses the word levar seems to indicate, say the Rishonim, that the Ran, that we know for sure that you have chametz in your house. Still, you don't have to do beer chametz because you're going, since it's more than 30 days before, and when Pesach ultimately comes, you will do bittel, Erev Pesach, and that is satisfactory. The Mefarshim explain that really the machloikis of the Rishonim that we just quoted is dependent on a different question. If bittel chametz works on chametz that we know of for sure that we own, the Rishonim that hold that if you know for certain you have chametz, even though it's more than 30 days before, require beer chametz, are of the opinion that bittel chametz doesn't help for chametz yedua. And since bittel chametz doesn't help for chametz yedua, you have no choice but to be mevarit, even though it's before more than 30 days before Pesach. The other Rishonim hold, however, that bittel chametz works even for chametz yedua, even for chametz that you know for certain. And therefore, since now it's more than 30 days before Pesach, and you're going to do bittel chametz on Erev Pesach, there is no need to do the beer before you do the bedikas chametz. Which really leads to another very fundamental question. The Gemara clearly is teaching us that if you're going out within 30 days, zokuk levar, then you have to do beer chametz. You have to do beer chametz. You have to do bedikas chametz. The question is, when do you do the bittel? So many Rishonim, the Taz's opinion, is that the bittel is done on Erev Pesach. Then you'll do bittel chametz, because until then, you're allowed to have chametz. And that seems to be the opinion of the most Rishonim. The Chayk Yaakov says that. And it seems many Paiskim say that that is also the opinion of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Lamed Vav that we will soon be learning. However, the Magen Avraham says, if we're learning now in our Gemara that you have to do Bir Chametz and Bedikas Chametz within 30 days of, if it's within 30 days, so they say that the same halacha would apply to the bittel chametz that has to be done at that time. And the reason we have to do it at that time is because we're concerned that since you're not doing Bedikas Chametz, you're not doing Bir Chametz, given that you're not home, you may forget to do Bittel Chametz. And that's why Chazal said, just like the Bedikas Chametz and the Bir Chametz should be done at that time, so too should the Bittel Chametz be done at that time. Really, the question hinges on the issue is the person is traveling away. He won't be at home, as we're learning. But as we're going to learn, the Paiskim suggests that he still has to check the pockets of the clothing that he's wearing. And that really is the question. If by checking your pockets, that will be enough of a trigger to remind you to do Bittel Chametz, and therefore you need not do Bittel Chametz now, well, that's not really considered an act of Bedikas Chametz. And since that's not really considered an act of Bedikas Chametz, you don't have to do, you don't, since that's not really considered an act of Bedikas Chametz, the halacha is you should do the Bedikas Chametz when you should do the Bedikas Chametz, the Bittel Chametz now at night. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abaye teaches us Abaye. Hoda Amrit, this that we said, that if you leave your home within 30 days, you have to do Bir Chametz, that you intend to come home, Avul ain't by Pesach, and we'll speak soon what Data Lachsar means. Avul ain't Data Lachsar, if you don't intend to come home, ain't Zokak Lavar. Omle Rava, says Rava, E Data Lachsar, if the person intends to come back, then I feel Rosh Hashanah Nami. Then it makes no difference at what time of the year you travel. And as the Rishonim say, even though the Gemara is using the words of Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean specifically Rosh Hashanah. It means any time of the year. If you are leaving and you intend to be Dat Lachsar, you have to do Bedikas Chametz when you leave. Elam Rava, therefore Rava says as follows. Hoda amit konim shloshim yoyim ein zokak levarer, that if you leave before 30 days, is lo yamaron el kshen data lachsar. Av data lachsar, if you intend to come back, afilu m'Rosh Hashanah, even if you leave by Rosh Hashanah, or you leave even earlier, zokak levarer. You have to do Bir Chametz, because of the Rava tamei, dam Rava oysa beitza oytzer, Kodim Shloshim Yoyim, Ein Zok Lvar, Toch Shloshim Yoyim, Zok Lvar, Kodim Shloshim Yoyim, Nami Loy Amoron, Elish Ein Dat Lefnoisai, that you don't intend to clear out this Oitz of the Pesach, Al Dat Lefnoisai, Fil Kodim Shloshim Yoyim, Nami Zok Lvar. So we have here a fundamental Machloikus, Abaye Verova. If somebody intends to leave before, if somebody leaves his home more than 30 days before Pesach, what is the halacha regarding Bedikas Chametz? Does he have to do Bedikas Chametz? If it's not the lachzer, does he have to do Bedikas Chametz or not? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Lekech Toiv, explains the machlokes of Abaye Verova, referring to a very fundamental shaila. He says that when a person is obligated to do a mitzvah, let's use Dalaminim as an example. So Sukkot, we all know we have to take Dalaminim. So the question is, when we have to take Dalaminim on Sukkot, does that mean that the mitzvah of Dalaminim only applies on Sukkot, not before? Or does the mitzvah of Dalaminim even apply before Sukkot as well? And the way they explain this issue is as follows. We certainly know that there's a concept of Kiyum HaMitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And fulfilling the mitzvah could only be, the mitzvah could only be fulfilled at the time that the Torah tells us is the time that the mitzvah should be fulfilled. But now there's another concept. There's a concept of Chiyum Mitzvah. And the question, as understood by the Yosef Engel, do Kiyum Mitzvah and Chiyuv Mitzvah travel together, or they don't necessarily travel together?
And they say that's exactly the obligation, the machlokes of Abaye and Rava. Rava's opinion is that although the kiyum mitzvah is only in the time of Pesach, and as our Gemara, and the next Gemara is going to explain, that time is the Shloshim Yoim Kodem Pesach, the 30 days before Pesach. That's the time for Kiyum Mitzvah, and that's the time for Chiyum Mitzvah. And therefore, Abaye's opinion is that before the 30 days before Pesach, we have no obligation at all. Whereas, the opinion of Rava, is that although there is no Chiyum, there is no Kiyum Mitzvah before the Zman, there certainly is a Chiyuv Mitzvah. The Chiyuv Mitzvah is all year round. And therefore, as long as the person leaves and has the intention to come back by Pesach, the halacha will be he has to do Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara here just mentioned the halacha of Dat alachso ein dat alachso. And as a machlokes rishonim, what is the definition of dat alachso ein dat alachso? There are rishonim that explain the definition of dat alachso is that his intention is to come back during Pesach, and therefore, since he's going to come back during Pesach, that's he can't do bedikas chametz anymore. He can't do bittel chametz. It's already during Yontif. Then dat alachso is where he doesn't intend to come back before Pesach. However, there are Rishonim that say that the lachser is not only if he intends to come back during Pesach, but even if he intends to come back before Pesach, but there's a concern that if he's going to come back right before Pesach, he may get delayed and come back on Yontif, and therefore, even if his intention is to come back before Pesach, the halacha is that he has to do bedikas chametz because we don't know when he's going to arrive on Pesach. And the reason, according to the Rishonim, that his intention is to come back before Pesach, why must he do bedikas chametz before he goes? Won't he be able to do the bedikas chametz when he comes back? So the Rishonim explained that we're concerned that even though it is his intent to only come back before Pesach, maybe he's going to get delayed, and he's going to come back only during Yontif. And therefore, to avoid the problem by Yirah, by Yimotzah, Chazal said he should do B'dikas Chametz before he leaves. Others say that even if he comes back before Pesach, he may arrive right on Erev Pesach by Bein HaShemoshes, and he won't have the time to do Bittul Chametz properly, because we know that after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, number one, there's a halachic consideration. It's not a time to do it's not a time where Bittul Chametz is any more effective. And furthermore, since he comes home right so close before Yontif, Chazal were concerned that he's going to be so busy preparing for Yontif, he'll forget to do Bedikas Chametz, and therefore we tell him to do the Bedikas Chametz when he leaves. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Lamed Zayin, this halacha is quoted. And it says, Mefarish Mebosh L'yam, if somebody travels, a Yoytz B'Shiyara, and he's traveling, and he doesn't leave somebody at home to do Bedikas Chametz. So now, the Mishnah Brura makes a very important point. He says that if he leaves at home someone who can do Bedikas Chametz, he could appoint a shliach to do the Bedikas Chametz on his behalf. Now the question is, what should you do better? Should you have a shliach do for you the bedikas chametz on the night of Erev Pesach, but you're not doing the bedikas chametz yourself, you're doing it through a shliach? Or should you do the bedikas chametz yourself, just not, or should you do the bedikas chametz yourself, just at this earlier date. So the Shaila v'Halevi, Rav Ozna, and the Shaila of Tshuvas Chelek Tes, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, discusses the Shaila, and he says that the fact that we see, as we're going to discuss in a few moments, that you don't make a bracha on this Bedikas Chametz, so we clearly see that this is not considered al chatchila diga bedikas chametz, and since it's not considered al chatchila diga bedikas chametz, certainly it's better to do the bedikas chametz if you're certain the shliach will do the job properly versus you doing the bedikas chametz yourself at an earlier time. Furthermore, Mishnah Berurah makes a very important point. He says when we're discussing that the person's leaving within 30 days before Pesach, that he does Bedikas Chametz, the halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if you're leaving your house empty. But if you're still going to have family members in your home who are going to be eating Chametz, you haven't accomplished anything by doing that Bedikas Chametz, because there's going to be Chametz in your home. And therefore, under those circumstances, says the Mishnah Berurah, that certainly you should ask somebody else, either the family members if they're capable, or somebody else to do Bedikas Chametz on your behalf. Furthermore, the Kaf HaChayim says a very interesting halacha. He says that the time to do Bedikas Chametz is the last night before you leave. But says the Kaf HaChayim, you're not doing Bedikas Chametz at the proper time anyway, because you're not doing it the night of Erev Pesach. And if it's the night before you're traveling, you're concerned that you're not going to do the Bedikas Chametz properly, or you may forget to do Bedikas Chametz because you're so busy getting ready for your trip. Since you're not doing the Bedikas Chametz at the proper time anyway, you could do the Bedikas Chametz even the night before. But of course, we still have to follow what we just quoted from the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to do the Bedikas, that you have to make sure that after you do the Bedikas Chametz, there is no more Chametz in your home. So again, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamach Mefarish L'yam, Miyabash L'yam, Yoyitz B'Shiyara, Ve'en M'Neva Beis M'Shiyivdoik, Toich Shloishim Yoyim, Sokuk Livdoik, you should do Bedikas Chametz, V'lo Yivarech as a Bedikas Chametz. But don't make a bracha of Bir Chametz. And the reason the Mefarshim say that you don't make the bracha is because the only time the bracha is recited is when you make the bracha on the night that you're supposed to make the bracha. Because, as we've explained, the question is, why do we make a bracha al bir chametz when we make bedikas chametz? The answer is because the bedika is the beginning of the bir. But here, the bir chametz, the obligation to do bir chametz doesn't come until Erev Pesach, so therefore the bracha isn't recited. Another pshat is because, as we've explained in previous shiurim, the din of bedikas chametz is a takonis chazal, the bedikas chametz should be made on the night of Erev Pesach. It's a special takonis chazal, and that special takonis chazal was only for that night. Any other time, you have to do Bedikas Chametz to make sure that you won't be over by your raw, by your matzah. But it has nothing to do with the special Takanas Chazal for which this bracha was instituted. There are many questions in the Achronim and Rishonim about different menhagim we have regarding Bedikas Chametz. What is the halacha when we make Bedikas Chametz early? We know that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Lamed Aleph Sif Beis says, Yizar kol Adam shlo yascha b'shum melacha, that you're not supposed to work or eat until you do Bedikas Chametz. Says the Prima Godim, that even if you're doing Bedikas Chametz on the night, on an earlier night, this halacha applies as well. You should do the Bedikas Chametz at the beginning of the night. There's a discussion in the Achroinim. As we've mentioned, the minig in most communities is that by Bedikas Chametz, they put out 10 pieces of bread. The question is, do you do those 10 pieces of bread also on the night when you're making Bedikas Chametz early? The Michetz Yitzchak says that this minig doesn't apply. The basis for that is as follows. He says, and it's very much in line with some of what we've been discussing in our shiur. He says, the truth is, we remember, we quoted the Taz. The Taz says that we shouldn't, that the entire minute, he doesn't really care for the entire minute of putting out 10 pieces of bread. But why do we put out the 10 pieces of bread? Because as we just discussed, before Bedikas Chametz is conducted, we make a bracha when we make Bedikas Chametz at the proper time. And we want that the bracha should be on Chametz. So we should have Chametz in the home. But that doesn't apply when we're making the Bedikas Chametz earlier, that we just learned that we're not going to make a bracha on that Bedikas Chametz. So since we're not going to be making a bracha on that Bedikas Chametz, we don't put out the bread as well. Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, in his Tshuvas, says that since the entire minute of putting out the bread is just Medivrei Kabbalah, so whatever reason there is, Api Arizal, to put out the 10 pieces of bread, applies even when Bedikas Chametz is done earlier. Furthermore, the Chayk Yaakov explains that the reason for the minig of putting out the bread is because once the person is looking for those 10 pieces of bread, he'll look properly throughout the rest of his home for the chametz. So that reason applies by Bedikas Chametz that's done earlier as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minig, Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Lamed Beis, Sifkat Beis, quotes the Mashal that before Bedikas Chametz is done, one should wash his hands. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that minig doesn't necessarily apply when you're doing Bedikas Chametz earlier. As we just said, you don't make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz when you make the Bedikas Chametz earlier. The halacha is that Bedikas Chametz should be done at night by candlelight, and so too is the halacha by, says the Mishnah Berurah, when you're making Bedikas Chametz early, Sifkaten Gimel, that it should be done by night, L'or HaNer. The Shulchan Aruch says that, as we quoted earlier, by regular Bedikas Chametz, we do Bittel right after the Bedikas Chametz. Here we said it's Machloikas Taz and Magen Avraham, and it seems that most opinions say we don't do the Bittel Chametz at that time. I did see that the Paiskim say that even if you do Bittel Chametz, so it's very interesting, they make the following distinction. They say when we say Bittel Chametz on Erev Pesach, we say Kochamir v'chamir dikah b'shusi, that any Chametz that is in my possession, wherever it is in the world. When you're making Bittel Chametz, they say, on an earlier date, so you're only making Bittel Chametz on the Chametz that's in this home. And therefore, there are Paiskim that suggest that when you make Bittel Chametz on an earlier date, you should say Dikah b'beis ha'adein, that are in this home, not Bereshusi. If you didn't do Bittel Chametz at night, then you should do the Bittel Chametz the next day. But regarding Sreifas Chametz, the Paiskim say, most Paiskim are of the opinion that there is no point in doing Sreifas Chametz. The Magen Avraham, quoting the Meril, that the whole point of doing Sreifas Chametz is strictly on Erev Pesach. However, the Prima Gadim says that you can do Bedikas Chametz, you can do Sreifas Chametz at an earlier time as well. You can do. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch continues the Shulchan Aruch in saying, Kodim Shloshim Yoyim, if you left before 30 days, Ain't Tzarech Livdoik, but quotes, says the Remark, Shemegiach Pesach, but when Pesach comes, Yivat Lena, you have to do Bittel Chametz, even if you didn't do Bedikas Chametz. Vimdat Alach, so Kodim Pesach, but says the Shulchan Aruch, if it is your intention to come home before Pesach, Tzarech Livdoik, Vach Kach Yetzei, you should first do Bedikas Chametz and then go. The Chshinin,
because we're concerned shemiyachs er peishes ben hashmashas. So here the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that if you come, if it's more than, even though it's more than 30 days, but if you intend to come on before Pesach, we do bedikas chametz when you leave, because we're concerned you're going to arrive at a very late time. V'lo yeh pnei levar. So, says the Mishnah Berura in Sif Katan Tes, that only when a person is taking a long trip, that's when we're concerned that he may arrive at a late date and end up not having done Bedikas Chametz because he forgets or because it's too late. But if you're traveling not such a long trip, then it's not a problem. Because the Mishnah Berura is obviously coming to answer a very fundamental question. The fundamental question that Mishnah Berura is coming to answer is that if anybody takes a trip within the 30 days before Pesach, why shouldn't he have to do Bedikas Chametz? He's coming home. He's not the lachzer. So the Mishnah Berura's words is, L'maisi yesh lodin l'fi kir v'richa kamokam. The Mishnah Berura is saying, we can't make a hard and fast rule. The rule depends on what is your intention. If it's obvious that your trip is a trip that you could easily get home by before Pesach, and your plan is to be home a decent amount before Pesach, then you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. But if there's a concern that there's going to be a delay and you're going to come at a very late time, right before Yom Tov, we have to be much more machmer. The Bir Halacha in Divrei Hamaskel Zokek Livdoik goes into a discussion if somebody traveled away from home and he forgot to do Bedikas Chametz. So the Bir Halacha says that if he knows that he has Chametz in his home, he has to go back home or appoint a Shliach. And the Paiskim say you could appoint a Shliach by making a phone call or by writing a letter. Another Eitzah that the Paiskim give, and we'll speak about this more hopefully in our coming Shurim, is by selling all of your Chametz and selling all of your Chametz with a Mechira, that the Mechira should be before Yom Tov, then it seems that would also be satisfactory, that you shouldn't have to come back or appoint a Shliach to be by the Chametz. However, says the Bir Halacha, if you traveled away from your home within 30 days of Pesach, that we're learning in our Shir now that you have an obligation to do Bedikas Chametz. But the reason you traveled was L'dvar Mitzvah. The Bir Halacha says it was L'hatzla Min HaNor Medleika. You went on a Hatzolah trip. You went on a Mitzvah trip. And it's difficult for you to come back to do Bedikas Chametz. And obviously it's difficult for you to find somebody to be a Shliach on your behalf to do Bedikas Chametz. The Halacha is that you could, the Evid says the Bir Halacha, rely on Bittl, that you just did Bittl enough. And that would be enough. Furthermore, even though there is, and the Mishnah Berurah makes this point, if we look in Sif Beis of Simen Tov Lamed Vav, it's sort of confusing. What is the definition of Da'at Lachzer? And there it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is saying Da'at Lachzer means only Da'at Lachzer B'toich HaPesach. So we have here, it seems, a contradiction in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Is Da'at Lachzer only during Yom Tov, or Da'at Lachzer even before Yom Tov? The Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmer. If it's your intention to come back before Yom Tov, you should do the Bedikas Chametz, even if you're leaving more than 30 days before Yom Tov. Furthermore, the Shaila of Tshuvas Avni Nezer, Simen Shin Chav Beis, says, how do we count the 30 days? Do we count the 30 days from Pesach, or do we count the 30 days from Yudal Nisan? Because Yudal Nisan is the time that we do Bedikas Chametz. He says that we count it from Erev Pesach, and therefore 30 days before that is Yudal Adar, not from Pesach, which 30 days back from that would be Tezvav Adar.